Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Stephen Mooney, who's the owner of the Gingerman Pub in Dublin City Centre, is with me on the show today. Because, Stephen, you've weighed in on the passenger cap debate at Dublin Airport. You think it's going to negatively affect tourism. Why?
Because we have basically what's after happening over the last couple of years. We had the pandemic. We came out of the pandemic and it does a lot of people working from home. They're stopping people from coming into the city centre. And I'm surrounded by hotels. I'm surrounded by government buildings, art galleries, museums. And we need people to come in and visit them. And we need people to come into this country to help us get back on our feet after everything that's after happening.
Have you noticed a reduction in numbers, Stephen?
Not as yet. Like, so far this year, tourism, as far as I would be concerned, was quite good. I'm concerned going forward. That's the biggest issue that I would have.
Just happened. Wouldn't be a regular occurrence now, but I happened to be in town yesterday evening from about 6 o'clock for something to eat and was leaving Dawson Street at about 8:30 yesterday, Stephen, and it was absolutely wedged. We couldn't but comment on the amount of people standing outside queues, you know, outside sort of cafe and Sen area. Like Dublin City Centre yesterday evening of a Thursday evening, it was busy.
There's a couple of things that make that busy. Like, number one is it's the Thursday of a bank holiday weekend. Okay, that, and as a rule of thumb in Dublin City Centre, Thursday nights of a bank holiday weekend were always good. Last night, the weather was exceptionally mild. People were out and about. The kids are on holidays next week. It's midterm. And people just organise themselves and sort of say, I'm not going to mess up the weekend. I need to be at home. I need to be at home for the kids or whatever. So Thursday night just happened to be the night. But they don't keep the city centre running. Like, a one-off every now and then doesn't keep the city centre running. The city centre has been, like, decimated over the last number of years between the pandemic, between people not coming back into the offices. And they might turn around to you and say, oh, we see an increase of people coming back into offices. They're coming in one day a week. Mm. You know, there's no normality or... I don't know whether, is this the new norm? Is this what's happening? And this is why City Centre, Dublin and Ireland, we need tourists. And if you go back to 2007, when we had the recession, like, nobody in this country had the money to pull us out of it. We needed the tourists coming in to get us going again. The easiest money in the world to spend is somebody else's.
That's what
we need.
Yeah. So when we usually talk to those in the hospitality industry, they'll talk to me about the VAT rate. They'll talk to me about the cost of doing business in Ireland. But for you, the biggest concern at the moment is the number of, like, you're flagging, it's the flights coming in and out of Dublin Airport.
I think it's a major factor. I don't think it's the only concern, but I think it's one of the major issues that we have. You know, we've an awful lot of hotel bedrooms in Ireland and we need people in them. We've an awful lot of, you know, attractions in Ireland and we need people visiting them. And it's all about keeping the economy going. It's about keeping staff employed.
Yeah.
And that's what we need.
Well, I know you're in the business, I suppose, of hosting people when they're here and they're socialising. I imagine, Stephen, a lot of your trade it's probably overseas tourists, is it?
It's overseas tourists since the pandemic, because what has happened is, if you take the office people, that would have been my main business over the last number of years. That has dwindled so much. And people, like, basically what's happening is, yeah, I think what's happening is, you know, Mary might go into the office on a Monday and a Wednesday, and the fella or the girl that she would have went for a drink with might go in on a Tuesday and a Thursday. So they're not meeting up as much anymore. There's no sort of corporate events. There's no nothing like that. And that's why we are dependent on other people coming in and keeping us going.
Independent Kerry County Councillor and hotelier as well, Niall O'Callaghan, is with us too, Stephen, on the line today. Are you concerned about the passenger cap at Dublin Airport mainly, Niall?
Yeah, of course I would be. I come from a tourism background. Killarney is the best town in the world to me, and it's a tourism destination. And yes, the passenger cap in Dublin affects the whole of the industry. And the problem I would have is, we're dealing with the passenger cap over the last couple of months and arguing. And we have an airport in Kerry. We have an airport in Shannon. We have an airport in Knock. We have an airport in Cork. We should have an airport fully operational in Waterford and Galway. And we're not thinking outside the box in terms of getting people in. And as Robert said, there is no issue. Once you get them into the country, they'll end up in Dublin, they'll end up in Killarney, they'll end up in Galway. It's getting people into the country. And right now, the loss of flights next summer is a big worry on the tourism industry all over the country. Because as you know, and I've been on this show before with you, and you know, the taking away of a lot of our tourism industry supply is affecting what we can do as a tourism industry. Then all the other things, like, wasn't it very sad that the Minister for Finance never referenced the word hospitality once in his speech in the budget? Not once did he mention it. So hospitality is struggling, and it really is struggling. And you need somebody in a leadership role, whoever it is in Dublin, to think outside the box and say, oh, we have the passenger cap. Number one, we shouldn't have a passenger cap. We should be dealing with it in other areas of the country. Shannon, Cork, Kerry.
But we're
Dublin.
Still talking about 32 million of a passenger cap.
Yeah, but 32 million, as you can see, isn't servicing our industry. You'll see a tsunami of closures in small businesses, small shops, small restaurants. They can't survive. They can't keep going the way they're going. For example, the 80 cent, which is not an issue, but if you have a small business of 30 people working, that's 52,000 a year increase in your costs. And we still have our rates. I went to Dublin 2 weeks ago to the protest. Massive crowd, amazing, great atmosphere. But sure, I get a phone call on the way down. Where's the money for my rates? You know, so you have to think outside the box, and you have to say, how are we going to help these people? Should there be a dedicated tourism or hospitality minister? Yes. Should there be something dealt with, this passenger cap dealt with? Mm. Right, okay, hey, listen, we can't do this for you, Mr. O'Leary, but we can do this for you. But at the moment, it seems loggerheads, and there's nobody stepping up to the table and worrying about the industry.
Eugene Garrahy's from Dublin Bay Cruises. Eugene's on the line with us as well. Is a lot of your business model catering, Eugene, for overseas tourists?
Yeah, some of it would be. About 30% would be overseas tourists. But just getting back to, Andrea, getting back to the two lads before me. Everybody, it's staring everybody in the face. The problem in Ireland, Minister Chambers mightn't have mentioned tourism, but he did mention reform. The problem in Ireland, every single problem we have goes back to planning. Like if you talk about national infrastructure, you talk about the caps at Dublin Airport, our planning system is not functioning, is not allowing our economy to grow for a linear economy. And there are competing forces. There are competing forces between the linear economy that we've got used to for the past 50 years and the circular economy, which we are going to have to revert to at some scale, and it is happening before our eyes. So we cannot keep, there are competing forces at Dublin Airport. I mean, just for example, we haven't reached the cap yet, which means our economy, our numbers are growing. So nobody has suffered. But next year, if we reach it, then the linear economy is stifled. We are back to a circular economy where we are going to, I mean, at the moment, Michael O'Leary calls it as it is. And if I can call out Michael O'Leary, I mean, it's dynamic pricing. He doesn't have to charge any more because it's capped. He's carrying more now than he ever carried. Mm. And
so
why are the prices...
They're going to breach the cap this year. It'll be 33.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, nothing has happened yet apart from reaching the cap. But prices, if you want to go, like I'm going to a wedding in London the weekend, it cost me £700 over and back because I left, like I didn't book for maybe 4 weeks beforehand. Yeah. The prices are extraordinarily high now. And where the fuel prices have dropped. So like, he's not codding anybody. Anybody with a brain in their head knows this is dynamic pricing. And we and our customers and tourists coming into Ireland at the moment are being screwed.
Are you concerned about that then? With this cap, Eugene. Like, on, you know, I'm thinking of, I suppose, more specifically, the international tourist, the American tourist. Are we going to see less of them?
But if you have 10 million tourists going through the Dublin airport, half, two thirds of those are going out. Like, they're Irish people. So if, like, logic applies, you'd charge less for the ones coming in and charge more for Irish people going out. If you want to address a tourism issue, an international tourism issue, there are lots of solutions. But the one thing that this country needs is reform. We need to reform the planning rapidly. It's holding up. There's an abundance of knowledge, of capital, of energy in Ireland waiting to be released. It's been absolutely stifled by planning. You're talking about infrastructure, water, wastewater, electricity. Mm. This country is bursting to expand on the infrastructure, and every single call has been stifled.
The other
by
thing
planning.
That's going to burst, though, is the whole discussion around the climate and the disaster that seems to be waiting for us on that front. And that's why a lot of people want this passenger cap.
Well, like, everybody has to do a little bit about the climate. Ireland is a very small country, but if we don't take some lead on certain aspects of it, for example, Dublin Bay Cruises, we're going to reduce our emissions next year substantially. So if you do a loop, I mean, people don't have to go to the west of Ireland to see a beautiful country, a rural area. Dublin Bay and Dublin along the coast, by Dart and by Dublin Bay Cruises, you can have the most beautiful, beautiful day out and reduce your carbon footprint. And we have to create destinations like that, close to the city, where people can justify flying into Ireland to sustain the communities.
Jack and Taran Ure makes the point. He says, I think the cap on passenger numbers coming through Dublin is absolutely crazy. You cannot dictate where passengers want to go. The vast majority of passengers want to either visit or pass through Dublin. Dee says, we're in a climate catastrophe. We won't have a country to live in. Never mind more flights. Just people need to wake up to the reality. Ray Byrne is on the line with us too, Eugene. Ray's the owner of the Wineport Lodge in Athlone. Are you guys affected at all, or are you concerned, Ray, about the passenger cap at the airport?
Yeah, thanks, Andrea, for having us on. Obviously, it's a concern generally for hospitality in Ireland. And we all, you know, as your earlier contributors were saying, you know, it's important that we get people into the country. And if they come into the country, whether it's via, you know, Kerry Airport or Dublin Airport, you know, everyone will get the benefit. But it does seem to be a political football, the particular situation in Dublin Airport. It seems to be kind of dragged down by the Green Party, and it is something we need to get sorted out.
Dragged down by the Green Party, or is it that they're the ones, I suppose, advocating, given the situation that's facing us on the climate
front?
They
are, but the reality is that the planes that are flying now are much cleaner. You know that the infrastructure we have is much better than it was when the cap was introduced. You know, and anyone who's been in Dublin Airport, you know, will testify. It's busy. It buzzes along, there's no queues, and it all works.
Can businesses survive on the number of tourists that we have, whether they're domestic or international, Ray? Like, if we have the passenger cap, if it's going to remain at the 32 million, you can't, we'll say, have obviously not, you can't have breaches of that. But can the businesses that we have in this country survive on the amount of business that's circulating around?
Like, if you take what's happening in emerging markets, so if you take, say, for example, Saudi Arabia, they're trying to generate tourism in their country, and they're coming from a very low base. So what they've decided is we're going to go for the high net worths, and we're going to give them a really good time. And I think even anecdotally in Ireland, the trends are that people are going out less. Maybe money's a bit tighter, but when they do go out less, they're spending a bit more. So they're looking for a really good time. And value isn't just about price. We have to charge a price because we all know about the extra costs that are there. But as restaurateurs, as hospitality providers, we have to give great value and a great experience to the guests. And that's what's going to separate the wheat from the chaff.
Just on that, Niall, to Ray's point, do we know who our client base is? Like, do we know who they are anymore?
The world has become a smaller place, and there's more markets opening up all the time. But at the end of the day, from a Killarney point of view, it's the English market, it's the French market. But most importantly, if we didn't have the American market, we wouldn't be where we are. And the American market is a key for me. And if you're looking at all of these issues, and I agree with everything, and a little bit don't agree with the man from Dublin Bay saying everybody can fly into Dublin and stay in Dublin. I'm saying, don't care where you fly into in this country.
You can
go and spend your money as long as you come. And the problem is, you're not utilising Cork, Shannon, Galway, Waterford. Kerry Airport is the most amazing airport in the country in terms of flying into from the UK. So we can think outside the box, and we can get people in. When they get in, then we all compete for the business, and we can make this a better industry. But right now, I just feel that we've got one fella saying this and another fella saying this. And, you know, at the moment, I think from a Green Party point of view, I'd say you want us to come into the country in a Cork, you know, and it's not going to happen. So please, I would just suggest maybe just take the egos out of the room and think about the bigger economy in this country. And everybody like Dublin Bay, Kerry, Cork, Waterford, we all need to survive. We all need to create this industry. But we can't create this industry if you're going to tie your hands behind your back and not say, oh yeah, we've 32 million in Kerry, in Dublin. No, we're not looking at. Cork can take international flights. Shannon is the most amazing airport.
It does
again,
anywhere from America.
International flights, and it does.
Yeah.
But like, I'm flying out of Ireland in 4 weeks' time on a work thing. I have to go to Dublin to fly out. So I have to get a train to Dublin, bus across, and fly out of Dublin. So what about the emissions from the train, the bus across, and the flight? Why can't I go to Shannon and fly out from there? But during the winter, they stop all the flights.
Do you feel, Stephen, that the hospitality industry are part of this equation at all when it comes to the passenger cap? Should they have any voice in it, though?
I think we should have a voice in it. I think that, you know, you talk about 32 million people coming into the country, you know, and you talk about the majority of them coming to Dublin. I'm surrounded by hotels all around my business. We get people in, predominantly American, and they are jumping on a coach the following morning and they're going to Killarney and they're going down to West Cork and they're going to Galway and they're going all over the country. And the thing about it is, I'm happy enough to take my percentage of whatever they were prepared to spend. And I'm happy enough for them to visit everywhere else in the country. I don't think it's predominantly Dublin. Like, Dublin will always get, you know, the bad press or the bad lash about everything. But like, anybody that I speak to is heading off and going off and they're playing golf in such a place or they're going to visit such a place and they're travelling the country. So everybody's getting a bit of it.
Oh yeah, it doesn't just affect Dublin.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair.
So,
but what I do think is that I think that if they reduce the cap or that is the cap, I think it's going to have a long-term effect eventually. And I think the Green Party really need to start listening to people.
Let me give you a flavour of some of the text on this. We're on course to blast past the 1.5 degree temperature target and reach a catastrophic 3.1 degrees, but people are pushing for unlimited air travel to provide foreign customers for the pub trade. Well, there'll be no pubs or tourist industry if we continue to destroy our living environment. The concerns of publicans pale into insignificance when put up against climate breakdown. That's from one listener. Another text says, why can't the government bring back workers back into the offices to help the hospitality industry? It isn't rocket science. Why won't they even discuss it? And finally, this listener says, £7.50 for a pint and £20 for bar food. That's what's stopping people going out in Dublin. I think that those in the industries need to stop ripping people off. 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. That's Stephen Mooney from the Gingerman Pub, Kerry hotelier Niall O'Callaghan, Eugene Garrahy from Dublin Bay Cruises, and Ray Byrne is the owner of the Wine Port Lodge in Athlone.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.